Fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, we have passed the salt.
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's
salt
time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So I had to wear my warm gear today. I got the shirt on Betty. Betty got me another one because I'm the coach. That's why. And it's kind of chilly down here in my multi-million-dollar studio. I don't know whether the government's shutting off my heat or whether we're violating some type of CO2 procedure. But I had to dress a little bit more warm. I got on my war hat here this morning. I appreciate you joining us. I don't know if Spencer has it up there yet. Folks, I'm not a guy. I'm not good at. Maybe I'm good at it. I feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable with self-promotion. Okay, I don't feel comfortable at it. But our Brideon show yesterday. If you didn't catch the Brideon show, Spencer will soon have it. Or Jared, somebody will have it posted at CoachDaveLive.com. And it was 44 minutes of why we're the salt of the earth, not the sugar of the earth, and. I think it was really, really good. So if you get a chance, you're going to be out shoveling snow or doing whatever you're going to do this morning, put in your headphones and listen to that thing. I think it'll encourage your heart as to why Jesus himself defined us as salt and not sugar or molasses or nothing like that. The salt of the earth. And salt loses its savor. It's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. And today we have a guest today, Randy Conway. We're going to get to Randy here in a second. You might want to call a friend or somebody, have them tune in, because listen, this is going to be a little bit uncomfortable for some of us, because as Mark Trump taught me, me first, and then us through the show, the idea of a first truth, and a first truth being something that you learn that you cannot get out of your head, that you always believe. A first truth would be a belief that. Your parents have your best interests at heart. A first truth would be Santa Claus is real. And the spirit of whatever it would be, once that truth is inculcated into your brain, it's hard to get rid of it. The government is out looking out for your best interests. That's one of the real first truths that we're in the midst of. It's a rude awakening because we're beginning to understand that the government isn't after our best interests. Some of you know that by now, don't you? Come on, tell me you know that, right? And one of the other first truths that we always have, it's sad, isn't it? It's really sad that you can trust everything that your pastor tells you. That's another first truth. We have to remember this, that our pastor is really operating just off of the basis of information that he got. And most of the truth he has, he got from somebody else. So that idea of a first truth is always there. It's always there. And we're going to talk a little bit today about what it means to be an American citizen. What does that really, really mean? What is it? What is the kingdom of God? And how does the kingdom of God come in conflict with the kingdom of America? How do those two things come in conflict? And is there a conflict? So some of this may make you uncomfortable, and we're not here to be to take on what we call the sovereign citizen movement. It isn't about that. It isn't about not paying taxes, although people love to throw all that. This is not what this show today is going to be about, but it's going to be very, very informative. So bear with me a second. If you can, Spence, hey, listen, we're going to Kentucky. Spencer, please, if you could pull up the events. We are, I'm going to be speaking up in, that's January. That's clear. We don't have to worry about that right now. January 15th, I saw, these are events. It's not what I'm looking for because we don't really have it up on the screen yet. We are going down to Kentucky to where the hurricane, tornado, whatever that thing was, where that hit. We're going to go down December 26th, 27th, and 28th, the three-day foray down there the first time. And I kind of at the end of the program mentioned we are taking donations, folks. We are. But our first foray down in our first trip down in there is going to be kind of to assess what's going on and see how we can be more effective long term. Bobby Lee, are you in here a little bit? Bobby, can you fill us in on anything before we get Randy in here? How many are signed up? Who wants, if people want to go, how do they sign up? What all is required? Yada, yada, yada. Go ahead, Bob.
Right now, we got about 12 or 13. We can take more than 15. We're not going to take no more than 20. So if you got to go, you got to contact me or you're just not going to go. We got three women that are going. The women are staying in a house that's available. The guys are going to be sleeping on the floor in the church. We're going to be doing some cleanup, tree cutting. I've had all kinds of materials donated to me from Lowe's and Home Depot. Some of this stuff is going to, the planning is going to develop when we get down there. I've got contacts made. So we got a general plan and it's fluid and it'll be changing when we get down.
Bobby, should if people have chainsaws, should they take them, Bobby?
Well, believe it or not, I've got four chainsaws in the back of my truck right now, donated to me from Lowe's and Home Depot. And I probably got a few more that's going to be donated today.
Awesome. So unless you have your own favorite one, you don't really need to bring one, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And folks, then we're going to raise funds. We're going to feed people. But listen, we won't only feed ourselves, as Dale Socia could tell us when we went down to a lot of that hurricane relief. We may be feeding the community or even feeding other workers in the community. Because one of the great, first truth, because I've heard it many times when we've gone to do disaster relief like that, you talk to the people about, do you have help? And they all say the same thing. FEMA will be here on Monday. Hey folks, listen, FEMA ain't going to do a damn thing for you, okay? They're not going to do anything for you, all right? So this big relief that you have in your head that FEMA is going to take care of you. Now, we know Red Cross is probably down there. By the way, they're a government agency as well. Salvation Army is probably down there. I imagine Franklin Graham's probably down there. But we will be untethered to any of those groups, all right? And we will go wherever we can do. We'll cut up trees. We'll move brush. It'll be labor. And our plan, again, is the 26th, 27th, 28th. 3 days down there, get our feet on the ground, understand what's going on, and see if we want to set up something more permanent down there. And, yes, you can donate to help with this trip. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Go to CoachDaveLive.com, donate, kick some money in there. It'll help take care of our crew, but really we'll have expenses when we get down there. We'll provide water. We'll buy a hamburger. We'll just use the money down there on the ground. So anybody wants to go, Bobby, how do they contact you, Bobby? Can you open up the chat real quick, Spence, so we can stick that in there for you. Anybody wants to go, Bobby's email will be in the chat. So just copy and say, Bobby, I want to go. Because we need to know how many are going to be there so we have provisions and all that kind of stuff. And then if you have any questions, Bobby's – see, we have a good team here, right? Don't call me. Don't email me. Email Bobby. Bobby's handling the whole thing, okay? Everybody good with that? Looking forward to it. It'll be a really, really a sobering experience, folks, for many of you who've never done anything like that. You're going to receive people who lost everything. They lost everything. We can't even imagine. Someone lost family members. You will not believe the despair. But also know this, it's a great opportunity. Their hearts are open to the gospel.
Hey, Coach, the pastor I spoke with yesterday that you gave me to, he told me that houses were totally lifted up and destroyed and thrown in the woods, but there was a family lifted up out of the house and thrown over into the tree line. And they actually lived.
Bobby, I saw yesterday they found two babies literally in a bathtub. The bathtub had been lifted out of the home, thrown. The bathtub hit the ground. The bathtub was covering. The children were laying on the ground. And they got in the bathtub for safety. Somebody put them in the bathtub to be safe, right? And the tornado came through, picked up the bathtub, threw it who knows how far, took it out someplace, turned it upside down, and they found those two children lying under that bathtub still alive. Is that them? Yeah.
The mother put a Bible with a bunch of blankets and the two babies in the bathtub, and yeah, it got found upside down, and the babies were perfectly fine.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, that is a miracle. So we're doing that. We'd love to have you come. If you can't come, how about throwing $25 in there to help us pay for the trip? All right, we'd ask you to be able to do that. And then real quickly, January 6th, again, the ChristianRevolution.net. We really haven't launched this idea yet, folks. But if you want, listen, if you want to help with Celebrate Freedom Day, say, Coach, I want to volunteer on that. Click on that. It says learn about more about Celebrate Freedom Day. Click on there. You'll learn more about it. And you say, hey, I want to organize this in my town. I want to do this. We'll get you a packet. But you have to, if you're interested in leading an event in your community, keep on going on down there a little bit farther. Listen up. And then, boom, you tell us what you want to do. We'll help you with the organization. We just need the names of people. It says right here, enter your information in this form. If you are going to get one going for us in your local area, just enter your information in there. And then we'll be able to communicate to you and we'll submit some information to you. All you're going to get right now, all you're going to do is give us your name. You're really not going to get much else, okay? First name, last name, email address, mobile phone number, blah, blah, blah. Then you submit the form and we have all that information and we'll be in contact with you later. Ohio Brett, I don't know if he's in here this morning. Brett, anything to add on all that? I don't know if he's in here. Must not be in. That's okay. Cool. Okay, so here's where we're going this morning. Again, it's Celebrate Freedom Day. Celebrate Freedom Day. Folks, not MAGA hats. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Broke my heart. Former President Trump yesterday was singing the praises again of the vaccination. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know, folks. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. And how vaccinations saved millions of lives, and that he said that we play into the enemy's hands if we oppose the vaccination. That's exactly what the president said. Former president said. Only Jesus, right? Only Jesus. Hey, if you're trusting in anything else other than Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. Tomorrow's promise to no man. We could have heart attacks tonight, drop over dead. We see people dying everywhere. There's so much mind control going on. You know, the Cleveland Browns, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. They got beat at the buzzer last night, 16-14. You know, they had to play yesterday without 14 of their players. Can you imagine that, folks? McDonald's would shut down, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they shut down? And yet the Cleveland Browns have to go play against Oakland with 14 guys that can't play. Their coach couldn't come. Their offensive coordinator couldn't. Listen to me. Nobody's sick. Nobody's sick. If it's not the biggest game ever being played on us, they were what? They tested positive. We know the tests don't work, Dr. Peter McCullough told us. We know it. But it's all part of a bigger scheme that's going on. And that's why we're honored to have Randy Conway come and join us today. Say, who's Randy Conway? Say, well, Randy Conway Palms. You don't know who Randy Conway Palms is? No, I don't know who he is. Well, sit down. Sit back. Because we're going to bring some information to you that is going to, well, it's going to shatter a first truth that you have. Now, I want to show you a couple things before we get going into it too far. Did I get that? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Talk about a thing called authentication. Randy's going to talk to us about a thing called authentication regarding your birth certificate and the fact that if you are born, I'm paraphrasing Randy, may not get this exactly right, but I'm trying to lay a foundation here so the people understand, okay? Folks, when you get born, you get a birth certificate. And on that birth certificate, it gives you a Social Security number. And it determines that you are a U.S. citizen. Whatever that means, you're born a U.S. citizen. But in this U.S. citizen idea, now, this is not the sovereign citizen movement. Relax, sit down, relax. It's not what it's about. But in this birth certificate, when they give you a certificate of live birth, and it says on it that you are a U.S. citizen, you become part of a different kingdom. Shake your head yes, right, Randy?
That's right.
You're automatically stuck into a different kingdom, the kingdom of what? The United States of America. We've all already heard that people are talking about the United States of America as a corporation. We have a casual understanding of all that kind of stuff, right? So when you're born, are you a child of God or a citizen of the United States? Ultimately, that's the debate that we're going to talk about here this morning. Relax. I don't think the FBI is going to come knocking on our door, but if they do, that'll be okay too. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So they start giving all of us a birth certificate, and they use the birth certificate and the social security number for a lot of nefarious things, right? You are identified by your, I could give you my birth or my social security number right now. I could give it to you. I'm not going to, but I could. And in government, all government, Babylon, we use that number. We use that number. So I heard Randy Conway speak one day, and I thought, he starts talking about authentication. Authentications. What? What is that? So I'm scratching my head, and I'm back and thinking, authentication, sovereign citizen. Man. Oh, Jack McCarthy, he talks about that stuff all the time. These are not the same things, friend. Hang on a second. So I thought, I'm going to test old Randy Conway here. He may be sitting out there in Missouri or wherever he is, but I ain't going to let him get me in trouble. So authentication says, yeah, you got to go through the state. What state? Yeah, you got to go through the state in which you were born to get a copy of your birth certificate for it to get authenticated. I said, come on, what? What? So I went to Ohio.gov. What? Document authentication and certification. Huh? So what, is that what Randy's talking about there? Authentication? Wow. One of the functions of the Higher Secretary of State is to issue apostilles and authentications. So what? When certain public documents are being used in foreign country, whoa, wait a minute. Randy, are we part of a foreign country here? United States of America Corporation? I know some of you are nervous right now because you're fighting that first truth, right? You're fighting that first truth. So I don't want to get bogged down on this, but I want you to go down to U.S. I messed up. I didn't send it to you. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, there it is. No, I want you to go to Spencer real quickly. Ohio Secretary. Go to our state government. Click on our state government right there. Click on that. Let's see. No. Go to you. Find. Oh, I'm sorry, Randy. Stay with me. This is important. I do this so people don't think I'm crazy. Go to the. Do this. Type in Ohio Secretary of State. Ohio Secretary of State. Now, listen. I'm sorry I'm so messed up. I had two different things working on my computer today, and I closed out the wrong one. Click on that homepage. Okay, good. It's going to pop up. And look what's right on the homepage. Secretary of State LaRose in office. Go right there. Click on second thing. And what do we have down there? Authentication. Where is that? It's not in there. Secretary of Biography, Office of Publications. Daggone it. I'll find it online and I'll send it to you. I went to the Secretary of State, and there it is. Records. Go under. I'm sorry, Randy. Hang on. I got to do this. All right. Authentications and apostilles, or whatever it is. Right on that Ohio Secretary of State portal. Authentication. What? What is that? Click on that thing for me. What does that say? Type of documents that need to be authenticated. No documents, birth certificates, marriage license, death certificate. What? So all of a sudden I started scratching my head. So Conway might be onto something here. Conway may not. Let me tell you something here. Are you sitting down? We went to Hillary Clinton's house. Remember that? And we took all those things, all those crimes that Hillary had committed. And I copied the video of Comey saying that no prosecutor, do you remember that? No prosecutor would prosecute that, right? Well, why wouldn't they prosecute Hillary Clinton? And I got thinking, Randy, is it possible that she's authenticated? And so therefore the FBI has no jurisdiction over Hillary Clinton? Could it be that the elites understand this? And that the FBI, Hillary Clinton, untouchable by the FBI? Because why? She's not a part of that U.S. See, first truth. You guys are having trouble with the first truth. So just sit back and relax. Randy, come on in and walk us through this thing a little bit. And hey, Randy, if this is just a scheme for people not to pay taxes, and We're not interested in that, right, Randy? That's not what this is about.
This is about building the kingdom of God and occupying, which is a military term, which means to take ground.
Amen. So go ahead, brother.
Well, thanks, Coach, for having me on here. It is great to be with you, to be with a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And you are, my brother, a doer. And just real quickly, you did a great intro and a great teaser there, and I will run with that. But first, I will say I am Randy Conway Poems. That's where most people know me from. God led me into this. Don't really know why, but mine is not to question why. Mine is to do what he called. But I started out in poetry, if you go to my YouTube channel, Randy Conway Poems, you'll find that I wrote a thing called "The Data Will Be Our Demise," which talks about, this current government spying on us. And then I wrote a topsy-turvy world, that this whole world has been turned upside down. And then I did one called "The Age of Deception," that says we have moved into an age where deception is reigning. Actually, you saw that one, Coach, in Texas, "The Age of Deception." And then went on to one called "Can You See and Can You Hear," which talks about what will you do without your freedom. And finally, I did one called "Tolerating Totalitarianism" that YouTube left up 41 minutes before they canceled it, had to move it over to Rumble. Well, as I began to look at all this timeline of these things, that these poems that I put up, it became very obvious we are fighting a clash of two kingdoms. And actually, that's the one I'm working on now. We are in a clash of two kingdoms, and you hit the nail on the head. It is the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. And our country, our beloved country, has been taken over by Luciferians. It is a Babylonian system. And we are different than the sovereign citizen movement in this. Now, I love those people. I am thankful for them, because they uncovered so much for us. They opened the way. They uncovered so much. But they're about themselves and becoming sovereign. We are about understanding that we are citizens of another country. We are foreigners and aliens in this world. We're members of the kingdom of heaven. And that's why we need to be authenticated, because we have, anytime you're doing business in a non-Hague country, you cannot do it unless you have those authentication documents. And this is actually something that we request of the State Department, because anytime a foreign nation works with another nation, it has to go through the State Department. That's law. That's the way it works. So
we are simply the authentication is simply reclaiming your own identity.
It is reclaiming your own identity, because when you get those documents back, there are certain statutes and codes that are literally printed by the U.S. government on those documents. And if you look up those codes, it says that you are now the holder of record in due course in any country you go in. And why that's important is because if you're not the holder of record, you don't own you. That birth certificate is a bond. It's a financial instrument. It's being traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
So Randy, if you're not authenticated, the federal government owns you. Now, friends, think about this a second, friends. Who's the first person you pay when you get a paycheck? Do you pay your church? Oh no, you pay your slave owner, don't you? So listen, right. Again, this isn't about taxation, it's about authority. And under whose authority are you living? Are you living under the Babylonian system, or you're in the kingdom of God? That's what this debate is about. If you're thinking it's just about you not paying taxes, you're missing the whole thing. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, yeah, you're right, Coach. They're stealing Satan is stealing the first fruits. That's the first thing coming out of that paycheck. He's taking the first fruits. And there are other perks, and those are deep dives and rabbit holes. And if people are interested in those, you can go to the c2kreport.com. There's over 30 hours of teaching that goes into all that.
Folks, c2k report. Now look, clash of two kingdoms, clash c2 kingdoms report, c2kreport.com. All kinds of information on there. Randy, I'm going to shut up. Maybe I will. And hey, Randy, listen, this is important, okay? When I was a public school teacher,
right?
And I learned this, that if somebody misses if they don't learn to read in the second grade, they're not going to understand it in the eighth grade, right? So I'm thinking for our audience, okay, Randy? I'm not trying to interrupt. Go ahead.
You're good. And because it's a clash of two kingdoms, and one of them has been usurped. Satan is a usurper. What we're about is restoration. We are restoring the kingdom of God in this nation, because this kingdom, this nation was founded on Christian principles. We can argue that all day long, but it was. It was founded on Christian principles. In fact, I can even quote to you a law, public law 97-280 says the Bible is law. God is government. And what we're about is restoration. We're about restoring families by establishing our house. We're restoring communities by establishing our house. We are free now, but with responsibility. And I'm going to move my notes because I just need to talk to you. But we're about restoration. And when I say my house, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you look in Kings and you look at the report of Solomon when he built the temple, there's a great declaration he makes in his prayer of when he dedicated that house. What is that house? And we're going to establish each our own house as sovereign ground of the kingdom of God in the midst of hostile territory, which is Babylon. Because what is an embassy, Coach? A United States embassy in the middle of Russia is sovereign U.S. territory in that country.
Amen.
We are foreigners.
We're ambassadors, Randy. We're ambassadors to another kingdom, right?
We are ambassadors to another kingdom, and we've thrown that term around the church forever. I grew up hearing that term without ever taking on the role of an ambassador and serving in an embassy and taking ground for the kingdom of God and saying, this is sovereign kingdom territory right here. And as we expand that sovereign territory, then we are performing the act of restoration. And
so Randy, the government doesn't own the Dobbenmeyer family and whatever land we have. The government doesn't own that, do they, Randy?
That's correct, because under Title 8, Section 1101, definitions of status, you will find exactly what we're talking about here today. And I don't want to get into a bunch of law because we won't have time to get into a lot of that. You'll find that on the C2K report. But what we have done is, one, we have taken ownership away from them so that they cannot mandate us. They can't take the Child Protective Services and say, oh, you didn't get the V for your child and you're a bad parent, so we're going to take your child. And Child Protective Services, of course, is responsible for 89% of the child trafficking in this country. But if they don't own it, they can't take it. It's important to know who the holder of record in due course is. You want to protect your family, you've got to own them and no longer let them own them. And number one, and number two, we need to quit funding them by letting them use that financial instrument. Because if we're the holder of record and they try to do something with that document at that point after they no longer own it, it's fraud on their part. This is huge. It also makes you an actual state national once you record that.
Okay, Randy, let me jump in here. We may have to do this. We may have to do this more than one show.
Okay.
I just got a text, and it was a good text because the guy sent me the text understands this. And so he wants to know how we do it, not why we do it. Randy, I think it's critical we know why we do it. So let's spend about 5 minutes here explaining or even going to questions. Why do this? And then we'll get to how do this. Can we do that, Randy? Would that be okay with you?
Sure, sure. In fact,
why, Randy? Why would we do this?
Because we live in a captured kingdom. We live in a captured world. The Act of 1871 captured this United States, and it has been going on for a long time, a long-term plan. We as Christians, as followers of Christ, have not been good at the long game, brother, and Satan has been good at the long game. This all started with the Act of 1871. If you want to go online and look up the Ed Mandel House Letter, 1913, he was the on Woodrow Wilson's cabinet. He was in Woodrow Wilson's cabinet. He literally had a plan that we are seeing played out right now from 1913.
Okay. Time out, Randy. So we know this, folks. Come on. Try to have a baby born in America without a Social Security number. Randy, what's the purpose of that Social Security number?
It's a CUSIP number. So that they can trade that. It is, if you go to gmeiutility.org and put in your CUSIP number, you can see how many times you've been traded. They're financing.
Because you're, folks, you're an asset. You produce income throughout your whole life. You are like, if they own you, they own everything you produce.
That's
so they trade you. Probably the older you, I don't know how the whole thing works. See, this is so first truth, so hard for us to understand, but this is in fact, they give you that social security number, and that social security number is a document of ownership. Would that be fair to say that, Randy?
That'd be fair to say that. It's a financial instrument, absolutely. In fact, Mandel House was the foreign policy advisor. He lays that plan out. You can find it online. Ed Mandel House letter. He lays that plan out. You are owned. And, you know, Coach, you're talking about this morning, this crazy world we live in, and this jab is nothing more than FDA approved murder. And do you want to be owned by someone who can mandate that upon you or your children or your grandchildren? What are we going to leave for our posterity if we don't stand up and fight right now? That's why I said I'm glad to be on here with a doer of the world. The why we do this is because we have been given a commission by Jesus Christ himself. And then not only were we given a commission, Coach, we were given weapons of warfare, and we shine our armor rather than take a stand with it. You talked the other day about Moses, and God said, "What's that in your hand, Moses?" And it was a stick. And what did he do? He parted the Red Sea, and he walked across dry land, and he showed the dominion that God has over the land, over the air, and over the water. Law, land, air, and water. You talked about David, and David, he faced a bear and a lion. What do you have? A shepherd's staff and a rock. He had a stick and a stone, and he faced a bear and a lion before he ever faced the giant. But what do we have? We have an entire set of armor, and we have a sword. Do we have the word of God in our hand? What's in your hand if it's not the word of God? How are you going to fight? Quit shining your armor. Put it on and get in the fight, because this is part of how we're going to do that. This is something God has revealed to his remnant body in these last days for the war we're in, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the bringing down of strongholds. And believe me, they've been building a stronghold in Washington, D.C. for a long time. And literally under the Act of 1871, they had 10 square miles of jurisdiction, and they have so far exceeded that so that they are now border to border and coast to coast. And they have usurped. They have usurped what we built with the declaration.
It's all about authority. It's all about authority, isn't it, Randy? Do you have authority? Does God have authority in your house, or does the government have? Do you have to go through the government in order to get the authority of God? Does the government honor the authority of God or not? I think the obvious answer is very obvious. Now, Randy, we're trying to move faster. Some are in first grade, some are in middle school, some are in high school, in this whole movement. Now, listen, folks, first truth, if this is confusion, just turn it off. Because you know what, Randy? The response is always the same when anybody I talk to about this, I'm sure you talk to him about it as well, you're going to get arrested, Randy. That's the first, but right, brother? That's first truth. Again, you're going to get arrested, Randy. You're messing with the government. You're going to get arrested. Well, answer that, Randy.
Coach, I've been this way since 2015. I know others have been this way longer. It's all about not what I presented to the State Department. It's what the State Department presented to me. They have to recognize their own documents and their own codes and their own statutes. If I made something up, presented to them, that they'd ignore it. I mean, you know, if a slave buys a horse, who owns the horse? If the slave presents something to the master, what's the master got to do with it? Nothing. But when the master presents the abolition papers to me, that's a different story.
So when you call the state, when I call the state of Ohio, they send me my birth certificates. We're going to talk about how to do that here in a second. They send it to me. I send it into the State Department. I get it authenticated. I'm saying to the government, you don't own me anymore. I've taken possession of me.
What you are doing, Coach, is literally a reorganization. They created a fiction. They created a little LLC. They created something that's not real and put your name on it. It has your same name, looks just like you, but it's a fiction, because they believe you're either lost at sea, a minor child in need of their care, or you're dead. So now we're going to reorganize that organization, and we're going to take ownership of it away from them, and we're going to hold it in our own house, and we're going to work under the law of agency, because when the Bible says at Jesus' ascension, when he gave us the Great Commission, before he gave us that commission, it says, all authority has been given to Jesus Christ. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. And then he taught us to pray in his name. That's the law of agency.
Coach, first up, I'm telling you, Jack, or Randy, first truth. People are just having a hard, they have a hard time swimming through this, right? Hey, folks, why do you have a birth certificate? Why do you have a social security number, right? Why at the time that you're born, before you leave the hospital, do they assign you a number? Why do they do that? And that you, come on now. We know the United States of America is a corporation. And does the social security number make you a member of that corporation? And Randy, you would say, yes, it does.
Yes, it does, because that corporation can't deal with real men and women. It can only deal with other fictions, other corporations. And now we're going to reorganize that corporation. And because literally, Coach, when we were granted embassy. Let me read this. When we were granted an embassy when we became new creatures in Christ. Authentication through the State Department as we become now foreign to the corporation. We become state nationals again by that. We were granted this embassy by Jesus Christ. We were granted the law of agency to function or to be the agent for that fiction they created. They created it for nefarious reasons. God already made a way for us to say, okay, I'm going to take it away from you. I am going to be the agent for it. And under the law of agency, and remember, we're in a clash of two kingdoms. There's only two kingdoms. And every government in the world is either under the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan. There is no other. And every government is a religious organization. There is nothing else. And
Okay, Randy, I get it. A lot of people don't get it because they're still stuck on first truth, okay?
Right.
All right. So maybe we're speaking to 10%. Maybe we're speaking to 3%. Maybe we're only speaking to two people who see it and understand exactly what you're saying. Okay, Randy, so let's move now quickly, as simply as you can. Folks, if you want more information, we'll connect you to Randy. We'll connect you to others who will be able to help you walk you through this. Randy, how do I get authenticated? How does the process work where I take back me?
Okay, I'm going to tell you that, but I have to say one sentence, Coach, about the law of agency that God gave us when he gave us that commission. Even in this world, in our laws and codes and statutes, the law of agency says when an agent performs anything, it's exactly the same as if the principal had performed it. So when Jesus Christ commissioned us and said, pray in my name, we were given the law of agency, and Satan himself, the other kingdom, knows under that law of agency, if we're blood-bought children of Jesus Christ, we're washed in the blood of him, where our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, he hears Jesus Christ say, whatever has come out of our mouth, if we're walking with him, that's the law of agency. And both this physical government and this spiritual government understand the law of agency. It is recognized. And if we say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, brother, you better get out of the way because it's going. That is the law of agency, and that's where we're functioning. We're functioning through the law of agency of Jesus Christ, and the first thing we're going to do is go to our birth state, and we're going to request.
Okay, folks, grab a pencil, okay? Number one, you're going to go to the state in which you were born and do what, Randy?
You're going to request your long-form certificate of live birth, the one with the informant's signature on it. Now, every state says informant, but most of them do.
Folks, it's easy. It's easy to do. You go to your whatever state you live in. Well, I'm in Ohio. I go there. You go to the authentication and you request birth certificates. Now, in the state of Ohio, it's like $20 to get one. I got more than one. I got three because that's what they suggest you do. But the birth certificates came to my house, sealed. Notarized, came to my house. Go ahead, Randy.
And you do want more than one, because if you ever have to present your documents and you don't get them back, you want to have another set. So you're going to get that. You're going to get that birth certificate.
Number one, go to your state, whatever state you would be Secretary of State, and request a long form birth certificate.
It'll actually be your vital statistics of that state, and you're going to request your long form certificate of live birth. Now, I will throw this in real fast. If you get lost in here, if you go to c2kreport.com and you click on the authentication tab, these are listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's a 30-minute video that walks you through it too. So
there you go, folks.
You can get through it. Now then, once you've done that, you're going to send it to the Secretary of State. That same certificate you just got, you're going to send it. In fact, I see it on the screen there. You can click on your state and it will take you directly to your Secretary of State.
Click on one, Spencer. Click on one there. North Carolina. There's your Secretary of State. Shows you how to get authenticated. All right.
There you go.
Hey, listen, if you're worried about them coming and arresting you, then don't do it, okay?
Right.
If you think we're crazy, go watch somebody else. But not everybody thinks it's crazy. Go ahead.
No, and we hear this all the time, Coach. We got to become state nationals, and we've got to come out from underneath this corporation so that we can take our country back. And you can't do it if you're still a slave. If they own you, you're done.
Okay, you're step done. Number one. There it is. Get your birth certificates. Step number two.
Send it to the Secretary of State of the state you were born in and say, and you're going to send a cover letter. And there's a fee for this. It's not a lot, but there's a fee. And you're going to say, please find the enclosed certificate of live birth. Please authenticate this. And you're going to choose a non-Hague nations. And you see on our website, there's a list of non-Hague countries.
Click on that, Spencer.
Has to be a non-Hague country. Because
so you can pick you can pick any one of them. It doesn't matter which one you pick.
Right, right. So you pick a non-Hague country. Doesn't tie you to that country. You just need to use a country to do foreign diplomatic relations with. So, and it has to be a non-Hague country that's outside that convention. He's going to authenticate it. That is going to send it back to you. Now you've got your birth certificate and what you received back from the Secretary of State that you were born. Now you're going to send it to the
Secretary of your state first. That's where you get the birth certificate, okay? Secretary of your state. Because soon here he's going to talk about the Secretary of State, meaning the Fed guy. Go ahead, Randy.
Now then, that you've got your birth certificate authenticated by the Secretary of State you were born in, you are going to send it. There's the mailing address right there, U.S. Department of State Office of Authentications.
You mean they got an office to do it? They have an office that does this?
They have an office that does this. Absolutely. You're going to send it to them, and you're going to fill out a form. It's DS-4194. You can see there. You can click on it, and you can download that form. And you're going to send that form along with $20 for each. There is the form. And you're going to send it to the Secretary of State of the United States. The last page is just an instruction page, and you don't need the second page unless you're going to have a lot of documents to be authenticated. So you're going to send it to him. He's going to do it, going to send it back to you. Now then, your birth certificate, what you got from the Secretary of State of your state and the Secretary of State of the United States, they're all going to be bound together with a brass rivet. If you remove that brass rivet, you just destroyed a government document, and those documents are now null and void. So never remove that brass rivet. After you get those back, then you're going to write a counter deed. A counter deed in law obliterates or destroys any previous deed, and you're going to attach that to the documents that you got.
You're going to produce evidence that you're going to produce evidence you own you.
So you're going to produce that as evidence that you own you in case you're ever brought into their Babylonian court system, which, by the way, is a for-profit listed on Dun & Bradstreet that writes somewhere around $4 trillion worth of bonds every month. But that's another day, another story for another day. So now then you're going to put your counter deed, which destroys any previous claim that they had, any previous deed. And you'll do that along with an affidavit of ownership, which is a sworn statement of truth. And you're going to take all those documents together. I also you're going to put on there a baptismal record. Now then, don't get all crossed up if you don't have one. I've got into a lot of arguments with people in regards to baptism, but why did I put a baptismal record along with these documents? Because I am making a statement. I'm also going to put a declaration page that says, I am a child of God, Yahweh, the only living transcendent creator, God above all, and it is him who I serve. I established my house. I wrote a trust for my house, and I am of the house of Conway Yoel, which means Yahweh is his Elohim. So I have established in documents, in government, in Babylon, in plain sight of them that I am a foreigner to them. I am of the kingdom of God. There's a counter deed that obliterates their previous claim. I have been authenticated by them through their system. I have an affidavit or a sworn testimony that this is true. There's a baptismal record showing that I am working under the ambassadorship of Jesus Christ.
What if they don't have a birth certificate, Randy?
If they don't,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Baptismal's a record.
That's easy. Actually, on our website, I think we have a template you can get. And to the best of your memory, when did you become a member of the Kingdom of God? And just fill that in, because that's not going back to them. That's staying in your records. You remember in this country early on, before 1913, records were kept in our family Bibles. Deaths, marriages, births. In fact, we don't need them to license our marriages, because that means we want them to administrate our marriages. Amen. We can write a marriage covenant in the church, because my house is established, Coach, as an ecclesia. Ecclesia is not only an assembly of called out believers, but ecclesia, if you look it up, means, and here's the definition, government. And it's God's government, and God is government. And as the church, we should be writing marriage covenants and in front of God and witnesses, not asking the state to administrate.
Okay, let me jump in here. Let me jump in here, Andy, because I'm thinking for these people, and they got a lot of questions for you. And I know, folks, I know this is a quick run through. At the website, they have videos. You can go watch videos that will explain much of this, okay? Hey, Randy.
Yes, sir.
If I authenticate, I'm going to lose my Social Security.
Well, I don't know how you do that, Coach, because I am 67 years old, and my fiction that they created with that Social Security number, he gets a check every month, and since I'm the administrator for that fiction, I take care of that for him every month. I'm a good guy.
So you don't lose your Social Security.
You do not lose your Social Security. Absolutely not.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna crank it open here. Okay, Naomi, come on in. Come on. Hey, folks, tell us a story, not your life story. Go.
Okay, so Tim is working on this for us, but the issue that we have run into, and other people maybe as well, I was born overseas to military family, and so I don't have a state to go to, so we're not sure which step we're going to go to next. I do have my original citizenship paper, but we don't know how to do the birth certificate.
Okay, that is as good as the birth certificate, Naomi.
Time out. We'll cover this in the after show, Naomi. Okay, I want to move on to some others, because she's the only one who has this issue probably. Okay. But we'll cover it. Don't let me forget, Naomi. Come on in, Jerry. Sorry, Naomi, we'll get you. Clay.
All right, if we're trying to come out of this Babylonian or Luciferian system, I think a lot of people's question would be, we understand why to do it spiritually, but how is that going to impact us or affect us operating around or within or living amongst this Babylonian Luciferian system?
Yeah. Hey, Randy, are you going to be a good question? If I come out of that system, can I get loans? Can I get mortgages? Can I borrow money? What happens then, Randy?
Yes, because we are the agent for that fiction. That fiction didn't go anywhere other than from the house that it was owned in to the house that it is now owned in. You're working under the law of agency and administration. You're the administrator for it now. So, yes, you can.
You're still the same person. Somebody else owns you, all.
Right.
The government owned you before. Now you own yourself.
Exactly.
Hey, Randy, some good question. What if I work for the government? Can I do that?
If you work for the government, you can authenticate.
You can authenticate.
Yes, you can, but
Coach Fox, little boys up.
I'm hearing several voices at once. Yes, you can authenticate, but you're working for the government, so now you're going to fall under certain statutes, codes, rules, and mandates because you are a government employee. That those of us who are not a government employee who are authenticated, you know, we can thumb our nose at certain mandates.
So we'll deal with that issue as well. Let's move on to Rochelle, then Leslie. Go, Rochelle.
Thank you. Good morning, team. So is this, I'm having a little trouble with the terms, forgive me. So that's when right. I hear someone talk about a completely unincorporated person, this is the same as a state national, right?
Absolutely. It is absolutely the same. This is an easier path to become a state national.
Hey, Randy, did you know this, folks? Did you know this? This is why they're not forcing vaccines on the guys coming across the border, because they're not under this jurisdiction. Do you understand that?
Okay, so then I understand that a unincorporated person is generally immune from any persecution or anything that until they actually cause physical harm or something to someone else, right?
That is right. That is right. Okay. Now, let me say one more step. Once you've got all this back, what you're going to do is it has to be in public record. So you're going to take those documents down to the county recorder's office, and you have to be careful. Some counties, you're going to have to ask, some counties will register. You do not want to register any of this. You just want a public record. You could literally publish it, a declaration page in the newspaper. You could have it apostilled with your Secretary of State, but you make a public record and you hit the nail on the head. You are unincorporated now. You are a state national. You are literally a U.S. citizen back in the original constitutional republic prior to 1871, and no longer a 14th Amendment slave citizen, debt slave that they made when
Leslie, come on in, Leslie.
Can you just tell me what the difference between Hague and non-Hague?
The Hague is a convention of 169 countries or something. I forget the exact number, but it's a convention of countries that have all come to a contractual agreement.
Babylon.
Okay. I'm originally from Minnesota, and I understand. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm from Minnesota, and I understand that you've had problems with people trying to get authenticated from Minnesota. What can I do?
There have been some problems with Minnesota, but there have been people who have contacted the governor of Minnesota, informed him that their Secretary of State was not performing the duties of his office, and just helped a gentleman the other day that immediately got his back from Minnesota.
Jack tells us that in U.S. versus Throckmorton, 98 U.S. 61, fraud vitiates the most solemn contracts, documents, and even judgments. And Randy, when they've given you a birth certificate, that's fraudulent. It's fraudulent. Social Security number, it's fraudulent, and you are merely taking yourself back. In any contracts you sign with them, fraud vitiates us, right?
Whoever asked me the question about Minnesota, if you have any issue, you just contact me at info@c2kreport.com. info@c2kreport.com. We will help you through. We've got a large group in Minnesota.
Jerry, come on in.
Thank you.
Folks, listen, First Truth, some of you are having a hard time struggling with it. Oh, yeah, but I talked to Joe, and Joe told me I would get arrested, and I talked to Terry, and she said that happened to those people down in Waco. That's what they were trying to do. See, because it is goes against everything we've been taught. Are you, folks, are you in the kingdom of his dear son, or are you in the kingdom of a Luciferian government? Isn't that what we're talking about, Randy?
Amen, amen.
Huh? Thank you, Coach. Our kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of his dear son. I'm at the kingdom of his dear son, and no government has that ownership of me. I belong to Christ.
We've been bought with a price, Coach. He purchased that back for us. We just have to take action on it.
Amen. Amen. Good, Jerry. I'm sorry.
My question probably has to be answered in the after show because it's a long one about birth certificate from the Vatican. But I just wanted you to please repeat that website that talks about the social insurance number and how many times you've been traded. Can you repeat that?
It is GMEIutility.org.
Can you put that in there, Spencer? GMEIutility.org. And Randy, you can actually find yourself on there and see if you've been traded.
Yeah, GMEIutility.
I'm sorry, GMEIutility.
And I'd love a follow-up question in the after show.
Dan, you got to go to challenge. You got to go to challenge on that GMEI. You put your social security number in there with the dashes and everything, complete, just like it looks like. Then you'll see.
GMEI. What?
Utility.
Utility.
And then when you get on that page, you click on challenge. There's a challenge link on there.
.com? .com?
Yeah, yeah.
No, .org.
Oh, .org.
It's on the screen, Coach.
And actually, Coach, your Social Security number is a QCIP number, and so is the number on your birth certificate. And both of them will bring up different companies that have bought and sold and trade. They sell these in big blocks, and those are actually, in fact, there's showing up on the screen right now.
Okay, hang on. Time out. I got 5 minutes left here. Five minutes left. Hey, I was talking to my brother the other day. He tells me you're full of crap.
Not the first time I've been told that.
Well, what do I say to him?
You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. God has prepared this in advance for us to survive these mandates, this push, this topsy-turvy world we're in right now, is my understanding, my belief, and this is huge.
Randy, am I still going to be able to buy and sell and get food and buy gasoline and buy a car? Am I still going to be able to do all that stuff?
You know, that's a tough question, Coach. They can't harass you, but we know what the Bible says. Eventually, there's going to come a time you won't buy or sell or trade or do anything without without a mark.
That's right. Yeah, I got it. Angie, come on in.
Good morning.
Hey.
Randy, thanks for this information. I find this very fascinating. I've studied sovereign citizenship years ago. But I want to get your take on, aside from the spiritual benefits of this, what are the tangible physical benefits of authenticating yourself, and what's your gain in that game, I guess is what I'm asking.
Good question, Angie.
My gain is I've changed my status, I've changed my standing, I've changed the jurisdiction that I'm under. I am no longer under codes or statutes. I am back under legislated law. I am no longer under codes and statutes. Those are only for government employees. Those are literally intended to keep our government in line, not we the people. I am now one of we the people. I have changed my jurisdiction with certain three-letter agencies that like to collect. And I know Coach didn't want to go down that road, and I don't want to go down that road other than to say that there literally is a change in that status. I've been this way since 2015, and I have had zero ill effect and nothing.
In other words, Randy, that law does not apply to you.
So let me ask you, as a registered nurse, I fall under the Ohio Revised Code that comes out of the Ohio Board of Nursing. What does that do for my license?
License is them giving you permission to let them administrate what you're doing. And that is very, very difficult in that, because they have that tied up in a tight knot. We are working. I have already had one meeting, should have had four more already, but time is precious, with five doctors and maybe 100 more coming on to create a parallel medical system that is outside of licensure.
That's important, because I'll tell you, this is my talent, my skill is my nursing, right? Like I have a skill there and a talent that is regulated by my state government. Thanks, Randy, for your time.
Absolutely.
Roger, come on in. Just a couple minutes left.
Are you still subject to the criminal court system, which is all statutory?
Ooh, good question.
You are still subject if it's a grievous enough crime. Now you're talking something. We're talking elementary school here today. You're talking some college level stuff. But absolutely, there are ways out. But that's a really deep dive and takes a lot of preparation.
Well, we know this. It doesn't give you the ability to go kill people or steal, right? It doesn't, right?
No, we're talking about being children of God and living as ambassadors of Christ. So why would we get drug in there in the first place? I mean,
Amen.
We know we are.
Emma, come on in.
We're going to.
Emma.
I have a license to milk goats, make cheese, and sell cheese in the state of Ohio with the Ohio Department of Agriculture. Is that license affected by this in any way?
You are affected by that license, because what that license does, it says they can administrate everything you're doing. You can do the exact same thing in the private with a PMA. Another site you can go to and look at is shopyourfarm.com. That is completely in the private in the private way to trade across the country, across
folks,
the world?
These are all great questions. And this thing is deeper than just being able to say I filled out a form and now my life changed. Certainly, if you do this, there are going to be hurdles that you're going to have to jump over. There's no doubt about it, right? There's no doubt about it.
But Coach, that's how we're going to buy and sell. If we're in the private working as the ecclesia and say, we don't want you to license us and administer us, we're going to function in the private. And why do I need a license to milk a goat?
Well, that's a great question, but it has to do with testing the milk, according to my inspector. So,
under a private membership association, I agree to your terms privately, and I have to be a part of that PMA to buy your milk, and I agree to trust you that milk is not going to harm me. The government
right.
has nothing
all
to
right.
do
with it. All right, listen, we're out of time. Uh-oh. First truth. Some of you, let it ruminate inside of you. Let it ruminate. You think it through. Hey, Randy, how long have you been doing this? And you said I'm over time. You said specifically, Randy, you're a sovereign citizen, not a sovereign citizen. You are your own guy. You own you. And that agency that always comes after us, how long have you not dealt with them, Randy?
2014 was the last time I dealt with them.
2014. You're not in jail yet?
I don't even get a birthday card from them.
Trust but verify. Again, that website is, give it to us, Randy.
C2KReport.com. That is the letter C, the number 2, and the letter K.
And talk to Randy. He can give you some more information. Hey, thanks for being with us, Randy. God bless. Stay hanging there, Randy. We're not done. God bless you, folks. Hey, first truth. Hey, you can remember, you can continue to be owned by the devil, or you can be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That's what we're talking about.
That's
see you
what
tomorrow.
We're talking about.